All right, listener. So, are you ready for a deep dive today? Because
Yeah.
we're looking at the passenger manifest for the Halcyon's 275th anniversary voyage,
Yeah.
and we found a couple of names that piqued our interest.
Okay.
We had to do a little digging.
Yeah, well, the celebratory cruise like this, you never know who you might find in the Starlight Lounge, right? Could
Exactly.
be smugglers, could be diplomats, even the occasional Jedi Master looking for a little rest and relaxation.
Right. So we got Alex and Amidara. And
And these two are interesting because on the surface, they seem so ordinary.
yeah, totally. I mean, on paper, just another couple of tourists, right?
They're
But we scratched the surface and
like a data cube from an ancient Sith temple. There's always more beneath the exterior.
okay, so first up is Alex. He's listed as a professor specializing in antiquities.
Which, sounds harmless enough,
Yeah,
right?
you think dusty old books, right? But this is where it gets good because Alex has a history of acquiring some very rare artifacts.
And let's just say his methods aren't always
By the book.
exactly.
He's donated some fascinating pieces to the New Republic Museum.
We're talking rare Jedi artifacts, even the jeweled hand of a droid king. Pieces like that don't just fall into your lap, even on Coruscant.
No, they don't.
This guy's walked among pirate smugglers, even crossed paths with remnants of the Jedi Order,
Really?
all while maintaining a facade of academic respectability.
Wow.
It's almost like that old saying, those who can't do teach.
Right. Except Alex seems to be doing a lot more than teaching because we found a connection between him and some very sensitive imperial artifacts.
Yeah, this is where his own history with the Empire gets a little more complicated than a Hutt's family tree.
More complicated, how so?
Well buried within the fragmented records of the Imperial Archives, we found something astonishing.
Okay, lay it on me.
Alex was not simply another Imperial officer, he was a hand of the Emperor.
Wait, you're saying he was a hand? Like those personal agents handpicked by Palpatine, the ones entrusted with his darkest secrets.
The very same.
Wow. This isn't just some history professor with a knack for finding old relics. This is a guy who operated in the shadows of the Empire at its peak.
Indeed, appearing in the darkest corners of the galaxy with the Emperor's authority, silencing dissent, eliminating threats, retrieving vital assets, their tasks were as varied as they were ruthless.
And then, poof, after the Emperor's fall, Alex vanished.
Some whispers link him to the Phantom Regiment.
The group fighting the remnants of the Empire.
The very same, imagine that. A hand of the Emperor supplying the enemy with intel.
Talk about a double agent. So where does the Halcyon fit into all of this? What's he after?
That's what makes his presence on this voyage so intriguing.
Right. Okay, so right before this trip, Alex resurfaces in the Britain system.
The sight of that forgotten Imperial crash.
Right. Not just any crash either. We're talking about a convoy carrying a king's ransom in kyber crystals, piles of imperial credits, and most importantly, data cards. Lots of them.
This wasn't just your average milk run.
No, this was high stakes even for the Empire. And the intel on those data cards.
They contain the locations of hidden kyber crystal caches scattered across the galaxy.
Lost treasures that both the First Order and the Resistance would do anything to possess.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got a former imperial hand with a penchant for collecting dangerous artifacts. And he stumbles upon a treasure map of galactic proportions. Talk about being in the right place at the right time, but why the Halcyon? What's he planning to do with all this intel?
The Halcyon is a fascinating choice, isn't it? Is he there to sell the information, pass it to the Resistance, or is there something else at play we haven't even considered? Remember, the Halcyon attracts a diverse clientele, smugglers, diplomats, even the occasional bounty hunter looking for a little
It's
R&R.
like a game of Dejarik on a galactic scale.
Precisely.
And we're just starting to understand the rules.
And speaking of fascinating players, let's shift our focus to the other passenger of interest, shall we? Because if you thought a professor turned smuggler was intriguing,
There's more.
hold on to your data pad because Amidara, our ambitious librarian, is in a league of her own.
Emidara. She calls herself a humble librarian. But something tells me she wouldn't think twice about reorganizing the entire Jedi archives if it meant getting her hands on a rare manuscript.
Right, and the thing about Amidara is it's not just her love for old books,
It's her ambition.
yeah, and the rumors about how she acquires these rare manuscripts for the Hana Institute. Let's just say she's not afraid to ruffle a few feathers.
She's been linked to Doc Ondor.
Doc Ondor, the black market kingpin.
The guy who could sell a thermal detonator to Tusken Raider.
Exactly. What's a librarian doing tangled up with someone like that?
Okay, so We know she's obsessed with these incredibly rare planetary maps that just happen to be in Doc Ondor's possession.
Maps that just might point to something a little more valuable than ancient ruins.
You think those maps could lead to Kyber crystals?
It's certainly a possibility worth exploring.
Especially with Alex having those data guards.
Right, it's almost too coincidental to ignore. But there's something else about Amidora. Something we haven't even discussed yet.
Lay it on me.
Rumors have been swirling about her past whispers of a connection to the Dagoian Order.
The Dagoian Order? Those aren't your average Jedi Knights, are they?
No, they're something else entirely. The Dagoian Order, they're force wielders, but their focus is on knowledge. They see information as the ultimate weapon.
So instead of lightsabers, they're wielding?
Data pads, ancient texts, star charts, anything that holds knowledge.
Wow. Okay, so we're not just talking about your average bookworm here. We're talking about a potential force-willing information hunter who rubs shoulders with the galaxy's shadiest characters.
And she's booked on the Halcyon at the same time as a former Imperial hand who might have a map to a treasure trove of Kyber crystals.
And don't forget about Amidara's significant birthday. What if this whole Halcyon trip is more than just a vacation? What if it's the culmination of a plan years in the making?
It makes you wonder what she's really after.
So we've got Alex with his Imperial training and his network of underworld contacts.
And then we have Amidara, potentially strong with the Force and hungry for information.
Both on the same ship.
The Halcyon, with its luxurious accommodations and its reputation for attracting a diverse clientele, becomes the perfect setting for their paths to collide.
The question is, what happens when they do? And whose side are they really on? This is where it gets really interesting, right? Because we're not just speculating about some ancient legend here.
No, this is happening right now as we speak.
Two mysterious passengers, a luxury starliner,
yeah,
and enough secrets to make a Hutt blush.
Exactly. And this is where you come in, listener.
You're part of this investigation now.
You're on the Halcyon with Alex and Amidara. You're riding the turbo lifts, maybe grabbing a drink in the sublight lounge.
Keep your eyes and ears open.
Who are they meeting with? What are they saying? What kind of data are they trying to access?
The smallest detail could crack this whole thing wide open.
A whispered conversation. A data pad left unattended a sudden surge in the ship's power grid.
These are the things that could tell us what Alex and Amidara are really after.
And what their plans mean for the rest of the galaxy.
Because those Kyber crystals, they could be the key to unlocking some ancient force power.
Or they could fuel a weapon capable of unimaginable destruction.
We need your help to find out, listener.
Pay attention. Trust your instincts. And let us know what you uncover.
This deep dive may be coming to an end, but the mystery is far from over. This is just the beginning.